David Shumate is the voice of Duke football and basketball. He is easily one of the best play-by-play men in all of America. I hear him all the time calling games because I have another radio service that allows for me to listen to all these games from around the country, and I think David is just fantastic. And he's joining us right now to give us the skinny on Graham Barton. David, you've watched him more than anybody else we could possibly talk to in the days leading up to this draft. Give us a thumbnail on Graham Barton.
Juan, thanks, man. Check's in the mail. I appreciate the love right there off the top. But he's a very unique player. You touched on it, how he started at center, and that was really during the COVID season for obviously people hadn't followed it super closely, and he was called into duty. He was just kind of an emergency center that came in because the first two that got hurt and just kind of plug and play, right? He was kind of a guard coming out of high school, and immediately you saw the impact he had, eventually moved out to play left tackle the last couple of years. He's an incredible athlete. He played lacrosse when he was in high school, so that's a little bit unusual for an offensive lineman to have that versatility, that athleticism. At 6'5", he's got everything you want. Maybe not the widest frame, but man, he's a tough competitor, and he's sticky. Guys can't get off of him when they're rushing off the edge, and he's an incredible force. And the run blocking game, I know a lot of people haven't projected as a guard or center interior offensive lineman at the next level. But he is just a guy who moves people. He doesn't just keep people from getting in, and he's one of the reasons that Duke has had one of the best rushing attacks in the ACC the last couple of years.
David, he played left tackle for most of his time at Duke. Like you said, it was just center during the COVID year. I know he's projected there, or maybe even, like you said, guard, but it sounds to me almost like this guy could play any of the five positions on the offensive line depending on what a team might need. Is that a fair assessment?
100%. He knows all the positions. He's learned all the positions, and he's very versatile. I think that's one of the things that has people excited about him. But like I said, he is a power guy. When he gets on you, he moves you. I remember games against Boston College 2 years ago where literally he was the left tackle, and I thought the running back was going to run into him because he took the defensive end all the way across the defense. He gets to the second level. He's a fun guy to watch and run in the run game. Obviously, can do what he needs to in pass pro, but yeah, he's definitely got that versatility to go all across the board.
David Shumate with us. He is the voice of Duke football, and we're talking about the man that the Steelers are meeting with right now, Graham Barton, who has skyrocketed up boards. He's now, it seems, considered to be the best center prospect in the draft, and we know the Steelers are hurting at that position and are interested in drafting a center. David, if you got a phone call from Mike Tomlin and he said, hey, I want to make up my mind here on Barton, but I'm not convinced yet. Tell me his best game. Give me a game I can put on. Give me a moment in his career that will distill how good this guy can be. What would you tell him?
I'd probably tell him to look at the game. Clemson's an easy one to pick this year. The first game of the season, the way the Blue Devils kept the quarterback upright, and then obviously be one of the top 10 teams in the country. But I'd look at a game, 2 years ago when Duke played Carolina at home, the way he controlled the edge, the way the Blue Devils dominated in the run game, particularly in the second half when they got going. Obviously, Riley Leonard was a quarterback at the time, and the quarterback run game was a big piece of it. But just the way he physically started that game, getting to the second level, getting to linebackers, just moving people out of the way, I thought was very impressive. But to me, it's just you knew coming from his side, you could run to his side. You always knew when there's a scramble, it was going to be to the left because that's where he was. So I don't know if you have to pick anything individual, but maybe those two pop out for me.
Is he more of like the athlete technician type of player, or is he just more a mean dude out there who gets it done via just being much stronger than the guy across from him if you had to put him into one of those two buckets as a player?
I want to cop out and say both, but I mean, the athleticism is certainly something that differentiates him. I mentioned the lacrosse background, the way he can play and move out on the edge. But I don't want to take away from his power game because, like I said, he can really move people and he knows the game well enough to get to the second level if he needs to and wall off on that side of the ball. But the athleticism, if you're looking at a pro prospect, is something that differentiates him that you just don't see from a number of guys who are more kind of maintaining their space. He is literally moving people and working his way down the football field, which made him so valuable in the run game.
Is he a plug-and-play guy in the NFL where there's no real learning curve that you would expect and he's a day-one starter for a team?
Yeah, I mean, I'm probably biased in the way I look at it, but I think so, particularly on the interior side of things. We're looking at guard and center because I think he has that mentality you need to play with the physicality you need to do at that level, and I think some of that is credit to him and the work that he's done. Some of that's credited to David Feely, who came in last year, 2 years ago, I should say, as a new strength and conditioning coach. You saw a difference in guys physically. So he definitely has the ability to move guys around the line of scrimmage, and I do think he's a plug-and-play guy.
David, we had a center here for a long time named Marquise Pouncey, who was not only the Steelers' best offensive lineman for those years, but he was also like their emotional and spiritual leader. Now, the Steelers don't wear captain's badges on their uniform, but is Graham Barton the kind of guy who takes on that role and you can see him as a not just a lead-by-example guy, but is he a big vocal leader type with his football team?
Yeah, I definitely would put him more in the lead-by-example bucket. I mean, he's a cerebral guy. He's a really smart guy. I spent a lot of time around him. He's a great, I call him a kid because I've known him for a while now. He's a great kid, but he's definitely a guy that goes out there and does what he needs to and shows by example with that. He'll teach the younger guys, but I mean, I wouldn't say he's a guy that's screaming all over the football field and stuff like that, but he definitely leads by example and stuff like that.
Is there a little known fact or little kind of thing about him that most people don't know about Graham Barton that you've been able to learn about him or know, an anecdote or something like that, because you followed him at Duke for as long as you did, David?
I'm trying to think of something kind of niche with that, but I think the thing that impressed me the most about him was, you know, as he became an older guy and one of the leaders and seeing the freshmen come over to him and get advice in camp and giving certain suggestions when he'd go out there, there was a little bit of like, he mentored them, he'd give them technique, but there was also the tough love element that would come of, you got to learn some things on your own. You need to go out there. You just need to fight a little bit. It's not always about picking apart technique. And that was kind of cool to watch him practice the way he was able to bring the younger guys along, not always by giving the answer, have them go and do the work on their own a little bit. That, to me, was always kind of fun, the way to see he worked with younger guys.
David, I know that you're the football play-by-play man at Duke, but also men's basketball. Your thoughts on Blake Hinson hopping up on the table earlier this year after leading Pitt to a big win at Cameron Indoor and giving all of those fans what they wanted, which was clearly a guy popping the Pitt jersey at them.
Yeah, I'm going to leave that one for someone else to discuss. But it was a very incredible performance by him that night. He's a heck of a player. And, you know, what can you say? The guy made shots like crazy that night, so tip your hat to him.
I had to do it.
David Shumate on our PM team draft prospect of the day, Graham Barton from Duke. Thank you so much, David.
Thanks, David.
Appreciate it.
All right, appreciate it, fellas.